This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
23andMe. A lot of people have taken this, put their DNA out there. They're going to go bankrupt, it looks like. And you're being warned that if they have your DNA, you might want to go online and cancel it. Delete it. Therefore, they can't use it by law. It can't be sold. Here's the warning.
We got some breaking news to get to. Genetic testing company 23andMe has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The firm, valued at $50 million, is pushing for a buyout. So far, the board has rejected all offers, now saying a court-supervised sale is the best path forward. 23andMe will continue operations during this process. This, of course, comes just one day after California Attorney General Rob Bonta issued a consumer alert about the potential of this very thing happening, reminding customers to consider invoking their rights to have 23andMe delete their data and destroy genetic samples.
Delete! Go to their website to delete it. I'm surprised these companies are going under. I thought that this whole DNA thing was going to be the future.
I feel like everybody already did it. Anybody that was interested in it has done it.
Yeah, they ran through all their clientele.
Yeah, it's like a one-time, you know, thing. It's like, that's why it sucks to be an orthodontist. You get those little kids, and then they don't need you anymore.
Well, at least for that, you've got other little kids coming along. Yeah. You know, you've got a pipeline there. But with this 23andMe, and wasn't it in the beginning, I remember that when I did it, they could detect like heart conditions and things like that that were hereditary within your family, but for some reason, I don't think it flew. I don't know what happened with them.
I can't believe you did it, of all people.
You know, there's two things. I wish I'd never taken the COVID jab, and I wish I'd never done the 23andMe, because let me tell you, here's the way I feel about it. They're going bankrupt. You don't think they knew they were going bankrupt 6 months ago? Of course they did. And if they could have gotten money by selling your DNA and do it legally because you hadn't opted out and deleted, they've already sold it.
And what does one do when they buy somebody else's DNA? Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so I'm a company, right? I have a big company, and I'm going to buy, they'd say, what, $60 million or something?
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy all that DNA for $60. What am I going to do with it?
Well, I read that the most people that are interested in it are law enforcement. Because they can use that to match up to crimes throughout the country.
That makes sense.
Without, you know, invading, without a warrant to invade your privacy, that if they buy it through 23andMe, that law enforcement can take this, put it in their database, and solve a lot of crimes possible.
Yeah, that.
So that was the number one customer for it, from what I understand.
Yeah,
I don't know. But it does make sense, right?
Instead of them trying to sneak a McDonald's cup to you and go, hey, here, take a drink of this, and then getting it out of the trash that they have to do.
Plus, I'm not so sure that they were accurate with their, you know, their genealogy to begin with.
You're not Native.
I'm not Native American, and my daddy told me I'm Native American. He told me that for years, Jamie. And it came back that I was not Native America, therefore 23andMe blows.
But which dad was that told you?
I don't remember. I think it was my Cherokee dad. I remember he had feathers on his head.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.